I'd like to call the Town of Otville Finance Committee meeting to order for December 2nd, 2025. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that we have Counselor Sutter here and Counselor Baker and Counselor May. And we have a forum. Remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda. The 2-minute limit. Note that there is no one in the audience. Remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda. Moving on, approval of the meeting minutes of October 28th, 2025.
So moved.
I did review them and I believe I was at that last meeting that you guys had here, so they look pretty correct to me, so I'll second.
Second, all right. Any discussion? And I'll note that as your discussion. You did review it and
I was at that last meeting.
I looked it over and I recommend to tell the counselor that it's good summary of the last meeting, kind of where we are to date. Especially from the finance director, what she filled out, so that's a good summary to get started. So that said, all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, 3-0, minutes are approved. There are no unfinished business from last meeting. Just to, we have an unfinished business finance director, wouldn't it be just unfinished business from the meeting? New business, election of officers. This time I will make recommendations, nominations. I believe we could have two. I think we can have a chair and a vice chair. I'd like to have that. So I'd like to hear nominations for chair.
Nominate Tim May.
Second.
Any other nominations? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Nomination for vice chair?
I'll nominate Kate Sutter.
Okay. Any other nominations? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. All right. Welcome. So before we get started, actually, we'll just go ahead and finish this up. The approval of the meeting dates for 2026 is January 8th, February 5th, March 5th, April 2nd, May 7th, June 4th, July 2nd, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, November 5th, and December 3rd, 2026. Meetings will be held on the first Thursday of the month, with the exception of the month of January, when a meeting will be held on the second Thursday, which would be January 1st off.
I make a motion that we approve the meeting dates for the Town of Otville Finance Committee as per listed in the agenda.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
My only comment is that I thought we were doing them on Tuesday nights instead of Thursdays.
You know, I'm totally confused because we had it set up really nice, you know, and then something changed. So I really didn't have any input of when we're actually doing it. Is there a problem with Thursdays?
Not for me, no.
I can say that Tuesdays, for the most part of the year, I am not available.
Got it. Okay.
So as long as Thursday is good, you know, if there's other situations, I thought we were pretty well covered here.
My only request was that we had it before the town council meeting. I feel strongly that we had it a few days before we had the actual meeting for the town council. So that was the only, and I think we achieved that with this calendar. So
we have to change it to the first Thursday of the month. I would assume.
No, because it's the second Monday. Oh, we gotta look at that, because it's. And I guess that's because. January 8th. Town council meeting is when, January?
12.
12.
12, second Monday of the month.
That's what I thought, so February 5th?
That works.
That works.
March 5th works. Second works. May 7th works. June 4th works. July 2nd works. August 6th works. Yeah, these are gonna work, the 3rd, the 1st. November 5th, yeah, these are all gonna work.
And keep in mind, from about sometime in April and June, we will have a very heavy focus meeting with department heads, over budgetary stuff, maybe as early as March, but there'll be a few in there. So we'll try to work with everybody's schedule to make that happen. All right.
What time are we going to have then?
Just the finance, the budget meetings?
No, the regular meetings, it just doesn't say a time.
And I'm gonna amend my, I just read it, we actually have a second meeting.
Yeah, I can get it.
We can amend it.
Let's just change it, to make it a scribe's error that. We hold the first Thursday of the month at 5:30 in room 203.
5:30?
Does that time work with everybody?
Yes.
I know you work.
Yes, works for me.
Does that work with you?
Yes.
All right. I just added to that motion with the following dates. Can you reread it? Do you want me to reread it?
No, I'm good.
All right. So, all in favor to accept the meeting dates?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None, that's 3-0. All right, before we get into the, let's go ahead and do this, update from the finance director on the budget.
Sure.
He gave us a newly minted budget.
Yes, so.
Minister Tyler.
This report is for July through November of the fiscal year. So for recurring costs, we should be at approximately 42% spent, based on the timeline that we're in right now. Overall, we're at 36.4%, which is good.
And you're starting on the staple copies?
Yes.
And then this one, you just put pages up in this book.
Let me start from the beginning here. So on page 7, I just highlighted some departments that we would typically focus on. Land use, right now we're at 32.1%, well below what would be expected for this time of year. Like we discussed last meeting, we'll most likely have some salary savings since the planner position was vacant for part of the year.
I just wanna look at overtime, so that overtime, whatever the planner didn't use, will be supplementing that overtime with that?
Yes.
Okay, do you wanna understand that?
And then moving on to. Page 12, we typically highlight on police and fire, just to keep an eye on their expenses. Police is at 48.7% spent, so.
Which outline am I looking at?
That's on page 12.
You're just looking at the.
The total.
Overall, total.
Yeah.
48%. You should be at 36.
No, we should be at 42 approximately.
48.7?
Yes. Fire marshal's office is at 28.3%. That's on the right directly underneath on the next page.
Is that due to we don't have a person here?
Right, yes, there's a position vacant there. The fire marshal was vacant and then now the deputy is vacant. Dispatch is at 46.1% spent overall.
Can I back up one thing you were reporting?
Sure.
If you want, back to page 12. Overtime for the police department would be 10, 8, 20, 50, 1, 100, right? The police?
5, 1, 1, 0, 0. Yes. They're at 78.4% spent. So obviously that's going to go over budget, but sometimes some other line items can offset that overage.
And I purposely, well, I didn't. The finance committee last, we went down a little lower because I'd rather take it out of other funds later on than have to, you know, put that to the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
If not, and then they were promised me they were gonna get it down. So
I'm just skimming down through the fire marshal side for the overtime for the career guys there. What line item was that under?
Oh, so the career employees are under fire protection.
So
which
paying,
is
what, 14 to it?
Yes.
Yeah. Right there, 51 and 100.
Yeah, their overtime is fully expended.
And it's overtime, 51, 100, 180,000, well, 64.5% is what it's got, yeah.
No, I'm looking at a different line.
I'm sorry?
You're looking at dispatch, fire protection's right
okay.
underneath
okay.
that.
Okay. Right here.
So, I know we had them in there last, or in October, and it wasn't dramatic as this. So what's happened, Mayor, what's happening with the fire overtime?
I think it was almost fully expended last
was
time
it?
Too. I want to say it was at 85%.
It was, and same reason exists. It's the staffing required to fill the shifts, mandatory overtime. We're down two.
Okay.
And we're trying to get them filled.
On the fire side? Fire
side? Yeah, we're down two.
I think it's two.
One was hired, then immediately left.
Sure, yeah. We were full with him, I thought. With Armstrong, I thought that put us equal at 16, and then when he left, it bumped us back to 15. I thought, and I could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
I thought Armstrong made 16. That would have put us plumb. But I think that he left.
I'll get that answer for you before we leave here.
Well, we will be, obviously we're going to have to supplement this at some point, probably in a year or so.
You think you might be able to cover that with maybe what the vacant fire marshal position or in the vacant deputy for a while? You might be able to pick up some there if we transferred it?
Possibly some. I wouldn't say all.
Yeah.
Well, at least some of it. Then.
Yeah.
Because there's savings there. Okay.
So.
Okay. Moving on to Public Works on page 16. Their budget is 46.6% spent. They do have a lot of encumbrances, which are factored into the percentage. So they haven't necessarily spent all of that, but it's planned to be spent.
Okay.
Let's see. Building inspector, 40.7, so they're right in line with where we would expect. And then, like I said, overall, right now, we're at 36.4, so.
Does their revenue ever come back into the equation?
Revenues and expenses are on two separate reports.
Okay.
No, their revenues are not recorded against expenses.
Okay.
So that's what I have for the financials, and then I have just kind of a department update if no one has any questions.
Is that good?
No, I have some highlights. So in the last month, the official statement has been completed for the town's credit rating with S&P. Not so long ago, due to the audit not being completed for fiscal year 24, the town was in danger of losing their credit rating. But I'm happy to report I facilitated completing the fiscal year 24 audit, and we had our credit rating presentation with S&P last week. Finance, planning, assessment, and Board of Ed contributed to the town retaining a strong AA rating. This helped at the bond sale we have today. The town secured $6.5 million for previously approved projects, such as the track and field and road improvements, at a total interest cost of 2.99%. To put this in perspective, other Connecticut towns bonded recently at 3.5% or higher. So we had a very successful sale and secured a competitive rate. I'm happy with the outcome, but all these items fall in line with the timeline of the audit. Credit ratings, bonding, state reporting all rely on a timely audit. Regular filings for fiscal year 25 audit is by December 31st. We had to file our first extension with the state, and the auditors are tentatively scheduled for preliminary work mid-January. We have catch-up work to do with fiscal year 25 so that we are not in the same predicament next year and can hopefully work towards a more timely schedule for audit completion. Going back to the recently completed fiscal year 24 audit, there was some feedback from the auditors. Comments included the need for internal controls so that year-end invoicing was accrued in the correct year. This was a repeat comment from other audits.
Which, man, just stop it there. Those purchase orders, was there a particular group or department that was having issues with that, getting those purchase orders in?
No. So this is the invoices. It's when June 30th and the fiscal year ends, July 1st starts. We still have invoices coming in for the previous fiscal year for goods and services purchased or done in fiscal year previous that we don't get the invoices until August, July. Those cannot be recorded in your current fiscal year. You have to accrue them in the previous year. That wasn't being done. So at the end of fiscal year 25, I was here, and we reviewed all the invoices to ensure the dates were aligned with the correct fiscal year. I don't think any fell through the cracks, but sometimes one or two might. We also made departments aware of invoice deadlines numerous times so that not many would be submitted after September. September's kind of the deadline we want to start closing out the previous fiscal year. And there were some stragglers. The other comment was that the bank reconciliations were not done in a timely manner. This was due to new staff not being properly trained and the workload. We're working on improving the processes and getting caught up on the reconciliations. I have a call scheduled tomorrow with the auditors for their recommendations on how to move forward with that. So overall, I think we had a very successful month of completed projects, but we do still have more catch-up work to do.
What are some of the encumbrances you're having with state departments or whatever? Is there good communication? Is there good feedback in with respect to getting things closed out from the last, say, 2025 budget? Because we're coming up on December 31st here real fast. I know you asked for an extension, right?
Oh, there's no way the audit will be done in December. The auditors told me to file an extension. They're not even gonna start prelim until mid-January.
But a lot of the problems we had was the Board of Ed didn't have stuff, and it was holding up the audit as of last meeting. We had to, you know, tell the Board of Ed, hey, you're holding up getting this audit done, or the completion of it for 2024. So is that type of thing still happening?
No, and I don't recall the item you're talking about.
Well, it's in the minute. Anyway, I just wanted to ask if there's anything we could do to make sure that doesn't happen again. Not necessarily Board of Ed, but just in general.
Well, it's just the timeline of this, of staffing, and you know, the staff was overloaded with work, and that took a lot of time away from what should have been being completed. So you're talking 9 months of backlog on certain things. It's going to take quite some time to catch up on that. Yeah. So that's part of the reason I have that call scheduled for tomorrow, so that we're not constantly in this state of trying to catch up.
Good. All right. Thank you.
But the Board of Ed did give you everything you needed?
Yes.
So you did get that?
Yep.
All right.
If I could just throw in an answer to your question, Councilman Baker, the staffing is at 50. So we're down one. We are down one. The overtime is for shift coverage and for whether that be call outs or sick or vacation or the vacancy, but it's also some of the overtime is being used for training. And I really don't want to sacrifice the training. It's necessary.
Yeah, I know that, but we went through, we set the number of 16 or 17 or whatever it was, 16. was the spot that we would be reducing overtime.
Yes.
So now it's another, so that's, you know, is that gonna force us into hiring more people and we're gonna be back on this? So we need to look at what we said and how we're going to do it moving forward. That's just my, I don't want to get in a discussion right now because I'm in the middle of what Julie's talking about.
Well, I can tell you that we need to look seriously at tracking starting now to see where the overtime is being spent, so we can look at this next fiscal year, get a better idea so that we can budget truthfully.
Okay.
And I think we're in better condition this year to track that than we have been in the past.
I know that we had, after that one gentleman left there after being here a day and a half, I know there was some conversation about trying to find another individual, but biggest problem I believe that we identified was the candidate pool is just not strong. And most people are going to area municipalities that are paying more money. But you know, there's really not a lot we can do about that at this point. Maybe if it's okay with you, Mr. Chairman, we'll have our Public Safety Committee meeting next Monday night, I believe it is, just before the town council meeting. I can ask the question what the plans are.
Well, at least start
one spot if there are plans.
Well, we at least start looking at the overtime.
All right.
Do you have any on? I'm all set.
Well, the next one's mine. I think it's policy and procedures on it. But so, everybody have a copy of the audit. I'm going to need you have a copy of the audit, right? No, it was in. It's a book.
Yes. Yeah. I have that.
And Ryan, do you have a copy of the audit?
I don't.
So what audit are you talking about? Are you talking about the audit we just did, or are you talking about?
Well, I just want to make sure you have
the procedural update you had done.
Procedural update.
Okay.
So if you give him a copy of that, I don't know if Kate has it. That's where we went through and they were, had him look, because there was a lot of discrepancies after the previous finance director that we wanted to get resolved. And then we had him focus on how the business was being done and to make some changes. And since then, Julie's made some changes, in fact, it should be in that write-up summary of the things she's accomplished with the finance department and things she's gonna be working on.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we had listed all the findings out and I highlighted ones that we were working on or had completed, so I can send that to both of you.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And it kind of leads into what I wanted to discuss just a little bit is policies. It's just more, I wanted to open up the door about, you know, the timekeeping, I want to keep that going. And I'd like to start setting a, I know we gotta get some money, looking at how much it's gonna cost to put in timekeeping, how we're actually gonna do it, you know, that type of stuff. So I need, I'd like to have this, not necessarily fast track, but I would like to see it going towards that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really feel that whoever does timekeeping gets 230 green pieces of paper that has to manually input it to the thing is just, you know, and there's a lot at stake. There's benefits tied into that and a lot of other stuff that I think could help out over time. So I just want to make sure that we get, that's an important, I don't know if it's important to Councilor Baker, Councilor Southern, but I think we need to, I would like to be moving on that. And then that's going to help all policies go in the TARP of how we're going to implement it and get going on that. So the other thing I want to really start looking at, I mentioned it last summer, but you guys are just way too busy to really get into it. I had asked Patrick, started looking at revenue. All the different departments have revenue coming in, various things, whether it's Parks and Rec, Senior Center, Youth Service Bureau, wherever it may be, but there's significant monies. And also, are we adhering to the bid policy? Because I'm seeing some stuff that I never knew we were working on that we had, you know, like we use Service Bureau, some stuff with the, using the funds from the opioid money. And those are some large sums that I don't think went out to bid. So I think we need to start really looking at that and seeing.
Like for counseling services?
Yeah. And so I just want to start looking at, are we following our own procedures?
I'd say Public Works, the main department that puts out most of the bids, yes. John's very good about working with Kyle and we all work together to
right.
put out the bids. The counseling, I think that's a lump sum for the year for however many hours they work.
Well, I just want to make sure we're following process.
Yeah.
And then going back to the revenue, I want to start looking at, there's money coming in. I don't know where it goes. I've asked people, it just goes in the general fund. You know, how's it spent? You know,
do you have an example?
I will say, let's say the weekly breakfast or weekly lunch that they have at the senior center. That's a stream of revenue coming in. There's revenue coming in.
Yes, that is on our radar. That's a procedural item. We receive a manila envelope with thousands of dollars of ones in it with no record keeping.
That's what I'm getting at. So we just need to come up with a way, just to say record keeping, you know?
Yeah, and actually that money, I believe, goes into Kathy's discretionary fund.
So, you know, and then that's what I mean. There could be, I just don't know how big is. I don't know, is it, what's it being spent on? You know, this is, you know.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
so I just
want to
have
a
process.
Like,
and then there's other ones too. The Service Bureau has things they do, you know, fundraisers and things.
Yep.
So
I know for a fact all those things that they fundraise for go to their special revenue funds, which they use for putting on programs and some of their other expenses that aren't covered by general fund. But we could look right in the system and see what they're spending those funds on. So if you want to know that,
yeah,
we could just print it out.
I just want to see, you know, it's
Sure.
Oh, I agree.
And same way with Parks and Rec, there's different things that happen there.
I mean, obviously, any place that we can get revenue at this point, it'd be positive for us.
Well, I just wanna make sure that it's, people know it and see it, and that's what the town council's for, is we're supposed to look at the entire town, how it's being run, and we set the policy, we legislate the governance of the town, so that's, I just wanna make sure that these people know and I know what's going on, you know, we can, you know, cause if somebody says, hey, you didn't do that bid right, or there's no bid at all, that could be a problem, you know? So that's kind of, that's really, I just wanted to say, but the timekeeping, I don't know if you guys agree about the timekeeping, I think.
Oh, absolutely, we've had this conversation, yes.
I think we need to start, you know, I know we gotta get Tyler Systems, or there's another one that you were mentioning, I know we discussed early on, those two systems. Just so you know, it, the police is a completely different animal when it comes to timekeeping, because of the way they keep time, and they have different time elements in a police officer's schedule. So it doesn't work well with that, so they have their own, is that correct? So that's not a problem, that's what, 30-something police officers, but the other 200-something town employees, it should work well with, right?
You might find the same firefighters.
Maybe not fire.
I was just gonna ask that question about the fire guys, I mean, the.
Well, Coach, we gotta find out, I just know that the police is a different animal when it comes to timekeeping. No one ever said anything about firefighting, so I'm just letting you know, it's, police have private duty, they have all these different things, they have different things that equate to their time off.
Yeah, they have extra duty, they have special duty, they have,
We're not going to it now, I'm just letting you know that.
I understand.
So, and so I'd like to start seeing how, you know, getting the framework, you know, we got employees that work out in public works that may not have access, so obviously their supervisor would be in charge of their time, just make sure, you know, they record it into a computer, whatever, you know. Cause I know the Board of Ed, all the teachers do all their time, every one of them has a badge, they're required it, so it's not a process, it should be alien, so I think we need to start looking at that sooner than not, if we could.
Sure.
So maybe by next meeting, we can start seeing what direction we're thinking about going, and start looking at different packages.
Possibly, I will say, Munis is not a fast company to work with. Pretty much since the day I started, I've been trying to get the electronic purchase order module up and running. I'm 9 months in, and it's not ready yet. Only one part of it has been completed.
And we paid, what, $60,000 for them?
No, no, maybe 10.
What do we need to do?
Well, you just, you know, you email them, you wait for a response, then you have to get onto their training schedule, which is scheduled 2 months out. Then you know, it's all different steps, so I will inquire about.
They told us a big fib whenever they were doing it, they said they were gonna come in and do all these.
Yeah, so I will inquire about it, but.
What about that?
I would say don't expect it to be a fast process.
Okay.
Implementing payroll can be over a year process long.
Yeah.
But at least we can start to figure out what kind of, which system we want and what the timeline is for that.
How we want the system configured.
Yeah.
Give us the best information we can get.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Cause it's not just a matter of people swiping in, you have to set up work rules, and you have to put in the items from the union contracts, and there's a lot of stuff on the back side of it that has to be configured.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's the other program?
I think it's Kronos.
Okay.
No, I don't, that's not it.
These are all electronic time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you see that stack of 200, every Monday, that poor person's gotta put that in there, and if they're gonna.
That's not even efficient.
Errors and omissions, you're just right.
Yeah, I mean, that's not efficient at all, and for time management purposes, that person could be utilizing their time better than going through a stack of that deep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
I got one question for Julie, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, on the animal control facility. That's been budgeted since 1 July, if I remember correctly, by the police department for those costs of the new facility. I know they had the old and the new, I know they built some, I thought, when I was on public safety, we looked at that.
You mean for like maintenance and upkeep of the shelter?
No, I mean for cost for electricity, for utility.
You're not talking about building, this is strictly,
they had to come up, if I remember right.
Yeah, they came us a pseudo.
Yes, it's in the budget, I'll tell you what page it's on.
No, what I was gonna say is, there may be some overages there too, because we haven't moved into it yet, and.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we could apply some of that toward overtimes or something like, I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, it's kinda weird.
We reduced it some during budgeting because we knew they weren't gonna be using it as much.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't, I wasn't in that part of it.
And also, when you go from department to department, it's really hard. I mean, inside a department, moving from one line item to other, it's easy, but when you start moving from one department to another, it gets really weird.
But we can make those transfers if we wanted to.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, it's awkward. So.
It's on page 13, if you wanted to look at it.
Alright, so there's no more public, because the mayor wants to speak, remarks in the public. Public, oh, did you? Put your hand up, I was like.
Nope.
Just on remarks from the public, I've already spoken to the fire marshal, and we're making plans to identify the overtime hours, where they're being used, and separating shift coverage, time off, training.
Okay. Yeah, in my opinion, training should be in a regular budget, not covered with overtime.
It should be a separate line item.
Because I think that's the most expensive way to do training, is covered with overtime, so.
What if, I think it's if someone goes to a training class, then they have to fill the shift with a person working overtime, because they don't have enough staff.
And a lot of the training that we're doing comes from the volunteer staff, who can only do it in a certain window, and I have to make the paid staff available to attend this training, and some of it is overtime.
Some of it's on weekends with the career guys. I mean the volunteer guys, I'm sorry.
You gotta make use of the window.
Okay. The marks and counters, Counselor Baker?
I'm good, thank you.
Counselor Sutherland?
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanna say, welcome, you know, this is, I think it's, finance is one of those things, you don't really understand it till you start looking at it. And I'm really glad we have Julie, because those 9 months she's talking about, she had to basically go into a cave with no light and find everything, and.
Everywhere describing it.
So.
I like that analogy.
And I really didn't wanna go in and bug her in her office and say, are you done yet?
Unless you want a stapler thrown at you or something.
Yeah, so, but I think she's got a good handle on it, she's got some pretty good people, so I think this budget cycle will be a little better and a little more. And I don't think we're gonna have as many meetings. Last time I actually didn't do as many meetings, even though it turned out to be a lot, because I'm gonna be expecting the department heads to have their stuff together before they come, which in the past, they weren't very up to speed on their budgets, so it's gonna be, I'm gonna lean on the mayor to filter that out before they get there. Cut them back. Alright. Motion to adjourn?
I'm moved.